1974. I'm 3 weeks old. We're living with my auntie Cuddles. I'm my parents' first child, and it took them 3 years to get me, so I imagine they're very pleased. I'm wearing a yellow and white snowsuit with fur. We go to my granny's for Christmas. I'm surrounded by family. 1974. He's almost two. His parents run a clinic in the countryside in a town called Aguilares, where they are mostly paid in chickens. They spend Christmas in his granny's, his abuela's house in San Salvador. Following the big party on Christmas Eve, his abuela brings the grandchildren to Mass in the Nativity Church in downtown San Salvador. 1981. I am seven, my sister is five, and my brother's two. There's a photo of us under the Christmas tree. We have sleepy eyes and wild hair and fluffy pajamas. My dad is in the photo. He looks quite cool with his beard and his bushy hair. There are presents all around us. However, this Christmas is almost derailed by the disappearance on Christmas morning of my rabbit Beauty. All that's left are tracks in the snow. On Stephen's Day, we open the door to find my now late cousin Eamon, then in his early 20s. His eyes are streaming and his jacket bulging. Struggling inside his jacket are a white rabbit and a white guinea pig. He got them from a friend, and even though he's allergic, he wrapped them inside his jacket and walked to our house in order to save Christmas. Eamon, always a little bit wild and always awfully kind. 1981. He is eight. His brother is 11. He's been in Cuba for 2 months, having fled both civil war-torn El Salvador and civil war-torn Nicaragua, and having been chased out of Venezuela by the secret police because of his mother's political work for the FMLN, the left-wing alliance fighting the American-backed right-wing government in El Salvador. Both his uncle and his grandfather have been murdered by death squads, and his father has been fighting as a guerrilla in the mountains of northeast El Salvador for a year. There's no official celebration of Christmas in Cuba, but they are gearing up for big New Year's celebrations. 1996. I am 22. My nan is not well on Christmas Day. She's sitting in my aunt's house in a red dress. Just after Christmas, she's admitted to hospital. We spend those days between Christmas and New Year's visiting her. She dies on New Year's Eve. Everybody comes back to our house as it's the closest, and my mum has made a stew, a seemingly magic stew that stretches and stretches until there are more than 20 people silently eating stew in our kitchen. My auntie Kit, who is dishing it up, makes sure to give the vegetables to the women and children and keep the meat for the men. That night, I see my dad cry for the first time. My nan was a brilliant cook, and we were often sent to her door to ask her had she cooked anything nice. No more soda bread, my dad says. 1992, he is 19. After a 14-year exile, he's back in El Salvador, surrounded by uncles, aunts, granny, cousins, and his father, who he has not seen for 11 years. It's overwhelming to him to be surrounded by family again. The last time his abuela saw him, he was a chubby 10-year-old. Now he's skinny and tall with long hair, and not all of them recognize him. There's a very fragile peace in the country. There are fireworks. The great Mexican singer Tony Camargo is on the record player. Yo no olvido el año viejo porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. I don't forget the old year because it has left me many good things. 2012, I am 38. There's quite a few parties. A Damien Dempsey gig at Vicar Street, which became an after party, an after after party, an after 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 party, which left Christmas Day a hungover haze. But I am committed to writing a play for the first time, a play about swing dancing. So I researched swing dancing classes and I resolved to start in the new year. 2012, he's 39. He's living now in Dublin. His marriage has broken down and he has to again remake his life. He's living in a bedsit in Artane, and he's been going swing dancing. There's a Christmas party in the workmen's with all the swing dancing community. It is in this room that we will meet and dance together for the first time. 2018, we're in our home. Our three-year-old is amazed by his presence. Santa is so kind, indeed. We have breakfast in our home. We go to my parents for dinner. All our grandparents are gone. Our parents have now joyfully become the grandparents, and we are the parents. Afterwards, he picks up his two older sons, my stepchildren, and we have a party. Party now means we make Lego and eat chicken goujons and sweets. 2019. Well, Christmas Day is yet to come. Pero yo no olvido el año viejo, porque me he dejado cosas muy buenas. Ay, como gozo. But I don't forget the old year, because it has left me very good things. There is joy.